morning, Commissioner Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. This is September 5th, believe it or not, already. And we have 9:30 agenda items, so we'll be doing the 4 points under meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. So let's start with the guaranteed maximum price amendment to construction agreement with Bennington Construction for warehouse slash animal shelter project.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners.
Morning.
This is the last process of the contracting before actual construction begins for the warehouse and animal shelter. So this was anticipated in what we do in the CMGC type of contract, and I'll let Director Britton talk about the details of what we have.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Yes, so we are, like Oscar said, this is our final kind of step in the process for this warehouse. So this is the GMP, so guaranteed maximum price. So before, we had Bennington in here and we came up with an estimated cost so that we, that way we could get the pre-engineered metal building purchased and ordered. But after all the bids and everything came through, I visually looked at the bids with Bennington, and this project came in substantially under where we were estimated, so we're pretty excited about this. The total cost on this one, where this came in, is $3.392 million, and we estimated about $4.5 million, so I'm really happy on that note. So again, this is just the GMP maximum price agreement with Bennington, and once we sign this, we can get the subcontractors in line and ready to order material and ready to go.
I would just make one more note just so that the board knows and there's no surprises, but if there were a change order, this price would also go, the guaranteed maximum price would adjust with a change order.
So Carl, what you're saying is that any change orders will increase?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, it's been a long weekend. Commissioner Van Beek, that's correct. This is the guaranteed maximum price based on all the bids that were received and all the work they've done now. But if for some reason we, like for instance, if the county added something or if there was something that required, a process that required a change order that we would sign off on, the county has to sign off and agree to the change order, that would also adjust the maximum price because it just carries over as the additional cost.
Yes. So I see there's a few to be determined fee amounts here. So this could go up.
No. So on this, the to determine, this has been finalized. So the guaranteed maximum price, this will be the guaranteed maximum price on there. Are you looking at like the
A&E fee?
Like A&E, that, so again, the A&E fee, that this was already designed ahead of time. So there, we've already paid for that A&E side of it. So, yep.
Other comments?
I don't have any.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that we approve the guaranteed maximum price amendment to construction agreement with Bennington Construction for the warehouse and animal shelter.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Document. Next item, action item, consider lease agreement with Norman Family Trust.
Do you understand there's that? It doesn't matter.
We can do it together.
Sure.
Well, you have a partner in crime, man?
Yep.
So to speak.
I let him talk.
Yes.
That might be a mistake.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning again. Commissioners, this is our rental property that the Sheriff's Department uses for CCNU, narcotics unit, and Metro. This This building has been, you know, we've been leasing this for the last 10, 15 years. This was a building that we looked at one time to purchase, but at that time the price didn't come in where we thought it should, a little higher than what we wanted to pay. But again, this is a facility that is a very big need for our sheriffs, the Metro Division, as we have put a lot of time and effort and just did a remodel about 4 or 5 years ago to this building. Again, it's just something that I don't see us moving out of for a while, but I can let Chuck kind of talk about that.
No, I agree. It's been a great partnership with this trust. Again, the need to have an off-site location for our individuals who do undercover operations and fugitive apprehension is priceless. I don't know what the price tag of this is, but it is, it's a great off-site building so that our undercovers can stay undercover and not have to report to a law enforcement building.
Questions?
Chairman, maybe Rick or Captain, you can just clarify for me on how to read what it is we're actually paying. There's on section 2, base rent, additional rent, and fiscal year 24, additional rent. So is it a not to exceed $7,200 for improvements on?
So commissioners, Mr. Van Beek, on that second page, the base rent is $4,500 per month, and then the additional rent is up to $7,200 per year, depending on what those expenses are as invoiced by the landlord. And this is the same form of the agreement in the same terms as last year, so no increase year over year. We had been pretty stable with it for a long time. They hadn't asked for an increase. Last year, they negotiated an increase, and so this is, but no increase this year, so very good.
Commissioners, I want to just note, too, that, again, like the captain said, here, this is a good partnership with the Norman family. And they just installed or installing as we speak a new roof onto this building.
Chairman, is this something we'll keep even when the warehouse is done?
Yeah.
Yep. Different use. Other questions? Any?
Chairman, I move that we approve the lease agreement with the Norman Family Trust as presented.
I'll second.
Motion's been made, seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right.
Chairman.
Yes.
It may be just a question if it can't be answered here, but is there a lease option on this at all to buy?
Not under this proposed contract. No.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next agenda item is consider signing quitclaim deed for 16755 Deer Flat Road. Is that correct? No, I missed once. My mistake. Let's do the consider addendum to employee service agreement with JobScore. Sorry about that. I'm just messing with you, Kate.
So okay, well,
sorry about that.
It's a Monday, Tuesday. We all have realized that.
Yeah, we got to honor Monday somewhere in this. All right. For the record, can you just, in general terms, tell us what this service provides to the county and how HR uses it? Just general terms.
General terms, the easiest term is that this is our applicant tracking system. And it is used for all external applicants to apply for open positions at the county. And we are exploring the functionality of this system to make it work to onboard the new employees to interface with ADP, our payroll system.
Thank you.
Hey, are there functions on JobScore that would help your staff streamline in either an acceptance or a rejection of a position?
That's what we're working to. This system will actually create job offer letters. And so all job offers, my vision is that all job offer letters would then come from HR, from this system, so that we have consistency then, and we don't have every DA and EO out there trying to create their own something that HR would then be responsible to create, extend, and then process every job offer.
That seems to make sense. And the price on this, the $23,405.
It's a very minimal increase, and it's the system that we have had for many years, and so we have great historical data in that system as well. It's a very user-friendly system. That's what I like about it. It's fairly intuitive for our applicants, for our hiring supervisors, and for the HR team.
Unless Commissioner Brooks has additional comments or questions, I move that the board signs the addendum to the employee service agreement with job scores presented.
I second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Reels, we will be doing consider signing the quick claim deed for 16755 Deer Flat Road.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Board, just for the record, so we have it there. The purpose for doing this, as you recall, as we move through the process for purchasing 60 acres adjacent to our landfill for future use, one of the issues we needed to make sure of is that we got the mineral rights to that property from the Allens. And as part of that process, we learned that the Allens did not have the mineral rights or any mineral rights to that property. And conversely, we also discovered that Canyon County already owned 50% interest in the mineral rights by reason of a tax deed many years ago. So as part of this process, as you recall, we purchased 60-some-odd acres of their of the Allens property, which left them with 120 acres. And as part of the agreement, we agreed that, first of all, the Allens had to go buy the 50% interest from the third party that owned it, which they did. And then we agreed that as part of the process, they would then convey to us the mineral rights and the 60 acres that we were buying, and that we would then convey to them the 50% of the mineral rights that we own in the remainder of the property that they're still going to own. And so that was one document that Pioneer Title didn't pick up during the closing, for the closing last week. And so they've now prepared this deed by which Canyon County will convey that 50% of the mineral rights to the property that the Allens continue to own.
There's minerals.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for uncovering that and getting us through it procedurally to get this done to this point. Any questions?
I don't have any questions. Chairman, with that, I move that the board, this is really part two, we signed the documents last week at Pioneer Title, but that we sign the quick claim deed for 16755 Deer Flat Road as presented.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Then I was just thinking of the process from here. If you could, I guess, get the original back up to me, and then I'll figure out a way to get it down to Pioneer Title. They probably want the original. If they can just do it with a scan copy, that's fine. I'll get that over to them, but I'll get that figured out.
Sounds good. Board, I think that there's an executive session.
Yes, we have two items we need to discuss in executive session.
Do we want to quickly do this consideration or resolution granting the alcoholic beverage license quickly before? Let's do that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I looked through this morning, and it looks like we have a new, it's a change in application, and I think what they're doing is they are changing officers. They're removing two people and then adding two new people.
Oh,
so that's why it's before us, so I'm in support.
Okay.
Did you want to make that a motion?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution granting an alcoholic beverage license to Red Robin Gourmet Burgers and Brews.
I will second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. And under what section do we need to consider going into
DNF?
Chairman, I move that board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 74206(1) subsection D. records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right, we will be in recess to executive session.